This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Laura, is this who I think it is?
Yeah.
All right. Hello?
This is Hasselhoff. How you doing, man? Is this Scott?
Yes, this is. This is Scott. Hello.
Yeah, this is the Hoff. Hey, what's going on with the campaign? This is an awesome thing you guys are doing. How's it going?
It's going very well. We kind of wanted to give something back to you, David, after all that you've given us over the years.
It's unbelievable. I actually found out about this from one of my nieces or nephews, and I said, are you aware that there's a campaign to make you number one in the UK? And I said, no. And then first they were talking about looking for freedom and then Hooked on a Feeling. I said, well, no, they should do Jump in My Car. So it's for Jump in My Car, I hope, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Has anyone written in?
Well, David, let me be honest with you here, right? I've never had such an email response, because what I did was I set it up on my out-of-office reply on my email, so people could email the radio station, and then I would send them the video for Jumping My Car back, right?
Right.
And I got over 30,000 emails from people, and they're still coming in now.
Over 30,000 emails?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You have completely ruined his inbox.
Yeah. I can't get any normal emails now. They all want the video for the Hoff.
Your computer is smoking. It is.
Now, when you go back to your nieces, tell them that it's a Radio 1 campaign, okay? Because there are some other radio stations kind of trying to muscle in our campaign at the moment. It's us that started this, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, over the years, you've given us, obviously, Knight Rider, Baywatch, Baywatch Nights, Baywatch Hawaii, Baywatch Hawaiian Wedding, Baywatch in the Hood, Baywatch 3 Return of the Sith. You were in
We need
Baywatch
3D.
Yeah, we
need Baywatch 3D. There is a good idea. I like the idea of Baywatch 3D.
Yeah, you know, and you can watch it without sound.
Can I support that campaign as well?
Absolutely. Excellent. You know, you never needed sound on Baywatch anyway.
David, you are the most watched TV star in the world. You were also the man, let's not forget, responsible for unifying East and West Germany and bringing down that Berlin Wall. And without you, I think the Cold War would probably still be on.
You know, I've framed my little hammer that I took down that wall with. You know, I took a lot of chopping for that.
I know. So we just kind of wanted to give something back to you, which is why we thought we'd start this campaign to make you number one in the UK, because you've never released a single here before, have you?
I did back in 1993 with the ultimate, the unbelievable, the king of the world, Simon Cowell. And it was a song that I recorded in Brixton, where they have rocks on the beach. I mean, Brighton.
Not Brixton.
Yeah. No,
Brixton, they throw rocks at your head.
And I survived Brixton, actually. I went down there one night and I said, we're either going to get our asses kicked or the Hoff is walking out of here a hero. And they were quite nice to me in Brixton. But we recorded it in Brighton in 1993. It was called If I Could Only Say Goodbye. And it went to number 45. And then when I left the country, it dropped like an egg from a tall chicken.
that ain't going to happen this time round.
Good, man. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the response that I've been getting already is everybody's asking me, when is the song coming out? And have you heard about the campaign? So it's quite obvious that you guys are working it, so I appreciate it. It's
We're great. Working the campaign. Radio 1 is working the campaign big for you, Hoff.
We sit and watch the video about 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that video is really funny. If you look closely, you'll see the car's got a right-hand drive.
Yeah, I noticed that, because how much of a geek does that make me?
But the girls are much prettier than the car, anyway. One daughter loves the song very much. My other younger daughter goes, Dad, you're a pervert making people jump in your car, and those girls are so young. And
you say that, but it is an important message again across, isn't it? That it's important for girls to get home safely after a night out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was only doing what any knight would do, is try to get a girl home safely.
Or 3 of them.
Yes. Well, that's a Knight Rider, you know. He has to do things in triplets.
Who were those girls?
Well, one of them's name is Celine, and the other ones, I don't remember.
Okay. Did you have much creative control over that particular video?
Actually, I did. We only had about 24 hours to release, so I said, get me a kit car, 3 girls in an alleyway. And that's all we needed. And they did the rest, you know.
Did you cop off with any of them, David?
Not as of yet.
Right, okay. There's always time. Now, we hear that you're looking for love in the UK at the moment. I mean, is that true?
Well, right now I'm kind of looking for the next book signing, and and you know, I haven't had time to do much of anything, but it'll come. Yeah, I like the UK girls, yes, okay. Of course.
What do you look for in a lady?
I'm looking for two things. Either one, someone who's more famous than me. Two, that someone's not seduced by fame. And three, someone who's got a great sense of humor and wants to have a lot of fun.
How are you going to find someone more famous than you?
I don't know. There's some models out there that are pretty famous, you know.
Not as famous as you, though.
What usually happens is they like me for a minute, and then all of a sudden the camera comes around, and you all suddenly see their gaze kind of pointing towards the camera, and you go, oh, no, another one bites the dust. Dun, dun, dun. It's okay. You know, right now I'm not looking at all. I'm just being a dad. So what I'll do is do all this promotion, go home, take my kids to school for a week, and make sure I'm there for them. Bam, get back on the plane and release a record. Come back for the click opening.
What about Laura?
Oh, you mean the one who writes the diary?
Yeah, you've heard about Laura's diary, right?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
Hi, David.
Laura.
Oh, how are you?
I've never had a better day. Well, I've had better days, but I can't remember when. How are you?
Oh, I'm having a fantastic time. Hopefully we'll get to meet each other soon.
Well, maybe I'll see you at the premiere of Click. We could waltz down the red carpet.
You could jump in his car.
Maybe. Is that a date, David?
You know what? If you do jump in my car, the best thing about it is we'll have the car drive itself and we could be in the back seat.
Okay, good. There we are. Right. Listen, David, will you come into the studio and see us sometime? Maybe when the single is released, yeah?
Absolutely, 100%, guys.
Okay. If you go online now to my pages at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you can see the new video by The Hoff, Jump In My Car. Remember, buy it and make it number one. We can make this happen, people. Thank you very much, The Hoff.
Thank you. God bless, guys. Thanks a lot.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we were talking about funerals last week after I went to one that I didn't think was right because it was kind of a comedy funeral. And we got onto the subject that loads of people have got ideas about what they want at their funeral. We had loads and loads of people texting in. I, to be honest, have never thought about this before at all. But it seems that everyone apart from me has kind of at least thought about they want and what they want and, you know, what music they want played and everything, but not me.
But not you. No. So this is where I come in, as a true friend. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So I had some ideas for you.
All right, on my behalf.
On your behalf, and I made a few calls. Oh, yeah, I wonder if you could help me. I'm calling about my friend Scott.
Your friend who?
My friend Scott. Well, he's actually an ex-friend now. I suppose he's no more, ceased to be, shuffled off his mortal coil, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
He's passed on.
What's Scott's last name?
Mills.
Okay.
And I'm in charge of planning his funeral, and he's left a number of things he would want at his funeral.
Okay.
One of the things he wanted was his teeth to be donated to medical science.
His teeth?
His teeth. They were the newest part of his body. They were really, really white, and they're really expensive, so he didn't actually want them to stay in him. He wanted them to go to a good home.
I assume they've been capped because they're new.
Oh, honestly, they were so white. Well, they still are white. They're very, very white, so yeah. They have been, yeah.
I have the same thing. Mine don't sound as white as his. But,
right. Do you want them?
Mine are older, but they're ground to fit his teeth. They wouldn't be of any use to anybody else.
Okay.
And I don't know of anybody that does that.
Okay, I'll put a cross next to that one. Now, is there any way he can be preserved, like stuffed?
Stuffed?
Yeah.
No. Not to my knowledge. I mean,
So he couldn't be stuffed and electrical things fitted so that we could work him?
No.
Because he kind of liked the idea of still being able to be moved and sort of give a speech at his own funeral afterwards kind of thing. Maybe, you know, sitting up out of the coffin. Sometimes you want funerals to be fun, don't you?
Scott obviously is gone. And I think the survivors have to do what they're most comfortable with.
Well, that's why, because, you know, what are the three letters at the beginning of funeral?
Oh, yeah, they're fun. How old is your friend Scott?
He was born in 1966.
Oh, wow, it's young. What happened to him?
Well, it was tragic. It was a freak sunbed accident. One minute he was there, thought he programmed it for 10 minutes. Actually, he'd done it for 100, and he was tanned to death. Very sad. How he would have wanted to go, though, I know that for a fact. Finally, As regards getting somebody to play at his funeral, a song, would that be possible?
Sure.
Okay, do you know Elton John?
Yep.
Do you have Elton John's number?
No.
Because Scott's written a version of Candle in the Wind about himself, so he would just love the fact if I could get Elton John.
Yeah. I don't happen to have a piano or an organ here, but I mean, I can get, you know, a portable electric piano.
It would mean a lot to him if we could get hold of Elton John.
Don't look to me for help. I have no idea who you'd call or where you'd go.
But that you can do that as part of an arrangement for me?
No. I've never run into it.
Even if I told you some of the lyrics that he'd written, it's quite moving.
I've got family pulling in, so I'm going to have to leave you, but...
It goes, goodbye, treacle. You were the man who made us smile. You helped us on the big drive home, and you made our lives worthwhile. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. You made it only Blay Friday, weekdays 4 to 7. But your voice will always be here if we subscribe to your podcast. Your candle faded long before your suntan ever will. It needs a bit of work, and I don't sing it very well, so that's why I want Elton to do it. Is he gone?
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.